Welcome to the ETOP Podcast with your host, Richard Walsh. I'm a 30-year business-owning veteran, creator of the ETOP Academy, and best-selling author of Escape the Owner Prison, the contract's new way to scale, regain control, and fast-track growth while loving life. My mission? To help 10,000 business owners create the freedom in their lives to do what they want, when they want, and still be massively successful. Now, let's hit our topic for the day. All right, on the ETOP Podcast with my guest today is Manny Wolf. Manny was once a homeless drug addict, even served some time behind bars, all right? But he really managed to transform his life through communication mastery, mindset control, internal transformation. This is amazing stuff. We talk about this often on the ETOP Podcast, but Manny was also able to take all that. He was responsible for building multiple six and seven figure businesses. And the cool thing what Manny's doing today, he's helping other businesses grow their customer base, make more sales, and do all that through effective communication and simple, easy to implement marketing strategies. Okay. So mouthful, but it means a lot. We're going to get into it. So with no further ado, Manny, come on board. How are you doing today?
Good, man. Good. I'm doing great. And it's good to be here. And yeah, I'm ready to go.
Awesome. I love it. So yeah, well, I want to get into it. So fill us in a little bit on your story. I know I kind of hit the high points right there, but you know, kind of what led you up to kind of where you're at today, you know, like, because you're doing something that's a little bit unique, you know, you have a pretty fascinating little niche here. So I want to talk about that. So kind of tell us how we got to this point.
Well, I got to this point because I came into the, I guess what you'd call the internet marketing space, you know, sort of bright-eyed and innocent, like a kid getting off the bus in downtown Los Angeles, you know, coming with dreams of being a star. I originally thought I would be a life coach or something, or a men's coach. And, you know, I had a lot of stuff that I dealt with and overcame in my background. I wrote a book about it, which actually wound up doing very well, became an international bestseller. But before it did that, I mean, I wrote the book and I still thought that you sent manuscripts off to publishers and you dealt with hundreds of rejections until that one glorious day when, you know, somebody sent you an acceptance and you were going to get published. So that's how sort of out of the loop I was. And you know, I had to figure out, what do I do? And in figuring that out, I got a call with, I don't know how I even got this, with an editor or a VP or somebody high up in, like, I think it was Penguin. So like a significant major publisher. And he said, you got to build an audience. And I had no idea what that even meant. So I said, how do people do that? He said, podcasts. So, okay, I'll start a podcast. And then, that was my entree into the digital domain. And, you know, immediately it was like, there were just so many big promises and marketing gurus and all that stuff that we're hopefully all familiar with and all hopefully getting a little sick of at this point. And little by little, you know, I fell for one promise and then another. And I started getting into that hamster wheel of just running around, downloading PDFs and attending webinars and all this stuff and getting very little results from it, if any. And at some point, I sort of just gradually came to the realization, I think I need to learn how to do this for myself, you know, because I didn't have a lot of money at all. I mean, just a few years ago, I was pretty broke. After leaving a pretty successful construction company that I had started. But, you know, that stuff will kill you. Not putting down anybody who's still in construction. I know, as hard as it is for me to understand, lots of people love that industry. But for me, it was a bad fit. And so I came out of construction and into this space and I left construction on a bad note. It was like just after the recession and I didn't come out, you know, riding a high wave of success. So I get into this space with very little money to spend and wound up making a lot of bad choices like so many people do. And again, it kind of just led me to this conclusion that I'm going to have to learn this stuff myself, because I got very quickly to the point where it's like, I don't trust any of these promises. And so where I thought I would be a men's coach and my book would be this great positioning tool, and then my podcast as well, As I started to crack the code on some of these things, I started to talk about it primarily on social media and started to get people wanting me to help them. And that's kind of the process. That's how I got here from something that I originally thought would be a very, very different career.
Yeah, that's, I can resonate with all of that. Okay. I mean, the whole marketing, especially on the internet, I mean, I've been around a long time, right? So you're talking, I remember, you know, 99 and 2000 and something. You're talking the wild west. They think it's crazy a couple of years ago. I go, you have no idea. I mean, everyone was a Lambo and some guy standing there promising the world, right? And you never made a dime, you know, for years. It was crazy. So I know what you're saying. I'm, you know, I have suffered through exactly the same, we'll call it delusion, right?
That
was actually going to help me. And you get all these empty promises and the money keeps going down the toilet. And wow, it's just, so I totally, you know, you got the empathy right here, buddy. Let me tell you.
Well, I'm hoping that's the case with a lot of people, you know, because it shouldn't be like this. I mean, it shouldn't be like this. You know, there are too many sales organizations masquerading as educational and support organizations, you know, for one thing. You think of all the top heavy sort of high ticket guru culture, you know what I mean? And I stand firmly against that crap. I can't stand it, you know? Just yesterday, I heard another story from just a random person who wound up coming onto the same conversation as me on Facebook. And he's talking about one of the biggest internet marketing training companies out there right now. You know, he paid him $8,000 and got absolutely bupkis. He got nothing. And then when he complained that it wasn't a good fit, they told him that if he tried to reverse the charges or contest it in any way, he'd probably lose because of their contracts. And it's that kind of thing where you, as the marketer selling the service, you have to worry so much about your contract being ironclad versus your results being delivered that it just, you know, I kind of just finally took a stand.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Manny, you know, I think about it too. I like to think about this. I'm like, well, I have a product, right? I mean, it's my top academy, right? So I want to, I'm helping business owners escape the owner prison. So you know what I focus on? My grade. I'm getting it better and better and better. Cause you know, I mean, I've learned from 30 plus years in business that contracts to me are about as good as the paper they're written on, you know? Yeah. Right. If someone doesn't want to honor it, they're not going to honor it. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, in a good trend way, a lot of people are like, look, you don't like it, you're out. I don't keep anyone who doesn't want to be here.
Right. Right. That's, yeah.
If you don't start out with that mindset, you're going to struggle. You're going to have that tight fisted grasp on the money.
Yeah.
You know, I'm about getting results and, you know, and if when someone tells me it's not a fit, I want to go into a detailed discussion. Why? Because I need to fix something or it's the end of. But let's know for sure, right? I don't take it personal. It's business. I mean, there's a million coaches out there. We can't coach everybody, right? And everyone is attracted to different people, you know, but really it comes down to, is your product functioning properly? You know, is the service you're providing, is it doing what it's supposed to do, right? That's what it's about. I mean, I'll pay someone. I'll give you 10 grand. Can I get results?
Yeah, exactly.
Give me results and 10 grand is worth 10 grand.
Yeah.
Okay. I give you 10 grand. I don't get anything except more work. You know, the bad kind that doesn't pay me anything.
Right.
So, that's not a win-win there. That's terrible.
It's a bad thing. It's not a win-win. It's a lose-lose. Man.
Well, someone won there.
Exactly. And that's, you know, I just recently went really deep into, like, with help, into what's my position? You know, what do I really stand for? What am I willing to put my gloves on and get in the ring about? And the positioning that I came up with, that we came up with, was it's truth over profits. You know, that's what I stand for in the marketplace. And before anybody latches on to that and takes it wrong, I love profits, love them. You know, I want to. I do make good money and I want to make phenomenal money, but I've got to do it in a certain way. you know, and more importantly, there's a certain way I can't do it. And I can't be part of that sort of predatory sales culture. I feel like we've made our point here.
Right. Well, it's, you know, and that, but I think what you're saying, the distinction is, Manny, that you've got that, right? Integrity is this cornerstone of what you're doing. Yeah. Right. That's what it's about. You know, so you have to, I am truly there just like you. I'm truly there to help the client.
Right.
Yeah. I got to take them all the way. It's a journey. I'll be there for as long as I can continue to help them. Right. And there's a point when I can't, and it's time to let them go like a child. Yeah. Right. They grow to the point. You got to go out now. You got to get the next coach. You know, you went from high school team to the college team, you know, or whatever it takes, you know, whatever the analogy might be, but it's like what you're saying. But if you can't start with that basis of honesty, truthfulness, integrity, you know, self-respect. Okay. Yeah. You're going to attract the opposite, right? If you don't have integrity, if you're not honest, if you're just looking for that $8,000 or whatever and all that, you're going to get people like that. Right. Yeah. And you're going to have a really messed up business because you're going to be battling to get that money.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be trying to take it because you're cut from the same cloth.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. 100%, man. Like attracts like.
Yeah, it's an important distinction to know. I think people overlook that, you know, and I say this often, but we don't get what we want, we get who we are. You know. And I think what you did, as you said, you got some help, you figured it out.
Yeah.
Right. So you basically figure out who you are, really.
Yeah.
You took who you are in a kind of a deep dive, and then you applied it to your business principles. You know, your business plan, and then you're able 100%. To move forward with confidence, right?
Yeah, 100%, man. And that's what led me to, I have a new way that I sort of bring people into my world. It's called the Wolf Pack, and it's organic marketing training, but it's done as a membership. So this is the same thing I used to sell for $5,000 with frankly, in hindsight, not enough support. You know, it wasn't deliberate, but I wasn't giving enough support. So I switched the whole thing around to a $67 a month membership model where I give two calls a week and we walk through modules. Like, it's just massive over delivery. And I mean, you could argue underpricing. But I like that because it flips the impetus around on me to do the work to get the clients, right? Because when I get 200, 300, 500 people in there, it'll be really profitable. It'll be a nice thing. And then, you know, this year I am shooting for 1,200 people in the program. Now we've got something, you know what I mean? But it's not one of those things where it's like, I'm getting, you know, my bank account is rising huge off of every single person. And I don't focus on whether or not I deliver results for them. It's more like it's my responsibility, you know, because if I get lazy or if I don't do the work to fill the program, well, then I don't do very well that month. So that came from the clarity of this truth over profits idea about what I really stand for. You know, how does my integrity, how do my values, how does what I find important sort of be reflected in the way I offer what I do?
That's good, because also at $67 a month, which I'll call, you know, for lack of a better term, it's almost an entry level, right? They're coming in, they're getting value and everything else. And of course, you probably value ladder, you take them up, you have higher end stuff, you know, from a business standpoint, that would be why. So it's good. But also, like you're saying, when you're not delivering the content at that level, you know, easiest for someone to pull a plug on $67 a month.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? You can lose 100 people in a month.
Yeah.
All right. That's significant.
Yeah.
You know, you start losing, you know, 10% in a month and you don't course correct in, you know, 5-6 months, you're pretty much out of business.
Totally.
You know, because it's going to happen. So it keeps you on your toes. And the great thing about that, like I was, and I want to explain this is, and just correct me if I'm wrong here. If you can over deliver and you can bring high value at $67 a month, what is going to keep anyone from going to your next level course?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I mean, just, I want people to understand this because we talk, I mean, my ebooks, Build Value, Build Profit, right? Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. I just tell them, this is your whole being is building value, and you will continue to keep the same customers spending again and again and again. You won't be the one hit wonder.
Yeah.
It won't be the one and done. You want to grow and grow, but you want those same people continue to give them and they continue to give you. Again, then now you're in a real win-win. So I really like that.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something you already know, and I'll tell your audience something they've heard before. It's way easier to get somebody who you've already proven yourself to sign up for something that costs more money, and it feels better and you get better results and you've got relationship already. Like, it's better in every measurable way, you know what I mean? To have people ascend through a value ladder rather than coming in cold at let's say 5 or 8 or 10 grand.
Right. I mean, that's what it is, you know, and this isn't just online either. I want people to know I have a lot of, offline people, all my trades guys, this is just the example. It's a business principle.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is a business principle, and you need to understand it. It's not, because a lot of people, they get the two confused. They think, well, that works online because you're posting on social media 4 times a day and people see and they got nothing to do. And, you just suck them in, and that's not how it works, right? That really is not how it works, but it's, the principle is the same, and you need to understand that. When you're able to put that to work, it's an amazing thing. And another thing, like you were saying, is referral, right? All of a sudden your referral machine starts working. You know, you got your little, I call it referral ATMs. Those are my previous customers, right? You can always go back to that machine, punch in the code, an email or whatever it is, and withdraw some money, right? Yeah. Because they love you.
Yeah.
You know, you brought all this to them, and all you have to do is ask. And that's what it is. And people can't grasp that big picture, Manny. They can't see the big picture. They don't want to dedicate the time to build the value, to build the base, and so do that. True. And that's why they struggle. They're looking for that quick hit marketer who's going to promise them the world in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. And it just isn't the reality.
So true, man. I feel like these days, I feel like my mission is to make people understand that marketing is a verb, not a noun. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a process. It's not a thing you do once, in the same way that you don't get fit by going to the gym once. I really feel like we need to be sort of reconditioned back to understanding. You know, we hear in my world, and I'm sure in yours, we hear all of these like, 5% of people in coaching and service ever make it past. It's some low number, right? It's like $40,000 a year or something. Well, the reason I think more than anything else for that is because you come in feeling like I have this thing that is meaningful, you know, like me with my men's coaching I wanted to do, or maybe you're a CPA who really knows how to help, plumbers, whatever it is, right? You've got this unique thing, and we tend to jump in and hang our shingle thinking that our unique skill and our passion and our desire to help are going to be enough. And then we have this rude awakening that those things have approaching zero to do with how successful we are. You know, it's 100% about your marketing. It's a bitter pill to swallow sometimes. Sometimes you're never even told that, whatever. But the thing is a huge factor for why only 5% of people ever get to the, past that low, low income or whatever it is because so few people understand, set out to learn or really succeed in any way with marketing. And I mean, I resisted that for years. I didn't want it to be that way. I wanted it to be like, damn it, I have such a heart for service and I want so bad to help people, that should be enough. Well, that's kind of childish thinking in a way. You know, it's refusing to see the pieces that are actually on the board and instead, stubbornly wanting it to be the way that you feel it should be, And yeah,
I think you're right on that. I think, and it is a struggle because, you think you build it, they're going to come.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And
exactly.
And I'm with you, man. I'm going to tell you, I'm raising my hand. It doesn't happen.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. I'm awesome. Believe me. Just ask me. I'm awesome.
Right.
I don't want to. What more do I have to say? I'm awesome. Right. But I'm telling you, let's just talk about this for a minute because it is that search for the right marketing. Okay. Mm-hmm. And such a broad term, such a wide net. And
yeah,
we can talk about niches and everything else, but what, give us your, I want your perspective on this, you know, sure. And we can use the coaching realm. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, what, you know, give us a couple, you know, couple high level steps here that you got to look at least to get started in trying to break your number there.
I can do that. And I'm glad you asked. I'm a fan of David Ogilvy and Eugene Schwartz and the old school, the first golden age of advertising guys. I think it was Ogilvy that Mad Men was inspired off of and right. sort of modeled it after his life. And what they called advertising then, we call marketing now. It's sort of interesting how that's changed a little bit, but whatever. And we like to throw around know, like, and trust here in the internet space. But know, like, and trust is, it's an old wine in a new bottle. And what it is it's ADA, right? Attention, interest, desire, and action. You've got to be able to develop those things. And in the social media space, particularly in the digital space, and to throw another A in the front there, and that's audience. You know, we gotta see things clearly. We have an unprecedented opportunity to build audiences now. In a way that was just, could you imagine what those titans from the 40s, 50s, and 60s could have done if they could build audiences as cheaply as we can now?
Yeah, it'd be unbelievable.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Eugene Schwartz is rolling over in his grave, man. He may not even be dead, but you take my point. So first, audience, right? I'll use Facebook specifically, but this works for Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram that I know of for sure. I believe you can do this on Twitter as well, although Twitter is a toxic cesspool, and I personally would,
I'm with you there.
Yeah, I'd rather not burn my hands getting close to it. But so there's this thing that Facebook and these other platforms have called content boosting. It's very simple, man. It's where you have an opportunity to spend pennies to get in front of thousands of people. I mean, it's just that simple, right? And so you hear all these like ad specialists and funnel builders and other people that I generally lump in as uninformed. Oh, boosting is just a waste of money. It's just Facebook making a money grab for you. That indicates a lack of understanding. Because when I come back to them and I say, so you don't think it's important and valuable to be able to say spend $300 to get in front of 100,000 people that are targeted by you? And then they start, and start backpedaling and everything. And that's what it is. There are a lot of other levels you can take it to, but at the simplest level, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, you can straight up buy audiences for dirt cheap. You know, yeah, and so let's just think about that for a second, right? You know, if we want to find people who match what we do, take them on a journey, right? What we know as the sales journey or the customer journey, and ultimately lead them through, and I can't stress this enough. This is in bold, it's italicized, and it's underlined. Lead them through earning their damn trust versus, of course, manipulation, lies, conflation, hyperbole, et cetera. Earn their trust. And we want to bring them into some place where we can then, you know, reasonably make them offers. In what universe would you not boost content? I don't know if this podcast will be have a video video, you know, aspect available, but you can see me right now.
Correct.
I want to show you something. This is an ironic sock puppet that I made, and his name is Socky the Guru. Right? You can see Socky. They can't. Oh, well. Too bad for them.
You're a craftsman, Manny.
Thank you. So I made a video with this guy. And all he's doing is he's just regurgitating all the like hyperbolic guru marketing slang. You know what I mean? He's like 10X, right. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I love that.
I took that video. I put a little front on it and a little back on it, saying, this is how easy it is to get 1 million views. Check this out. And I spent $300 and got 1.3 million views.
That's a good return.
With an M, Now that's way out of normal. That's an un, you know, be, I think it's because he was so such a scroll stopper and he's funny and all that. But $300, you can easily count on getting 75,000 to 100,000 views of your content.
That's amazing. You know, yeah. And you're right. I really love this because, like you're saying, people will poo-poo that. How I'm. Again, I'm here in my repentance mode, raising my hand on this too, because yeah. I look at that going, yeah, boost my post, you know. But I do understand now. I mean, I get it, you know, that it is about targeting too. Because if you just click a boost a post, you're going to get whacked because it's not going anywhere where you want it to go. And I think it's what people have done. They're like, oh, okay, cool, and they just hit the boost button. It goes to everyone and their mother, right? Every customer, right? Yeah. So that's what they call it, a failure. Because there was no intention there, you know, no intentionality, yeah. Direction. So I totally get it. I love the sock puppet.
Thank you. And you know, you asked for only the high level for now. There is more nitty gritty stuff about how you build the audience it goes to, and there's a lot of things you can do with it. But the thing I want people to understand is, like, you can just pennies at a time, you can get in front of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. So then the next high level thing is, don't make offers yet. I mean, obviously make offers, right? but like, when you're just putting your content in front of new people, be the one guy or girl that's classy enough not to just pimp yourself out with an offer. Earn their trust, like I said before. You know, I will count on people seeing 5, 7, 10 of my videos before they sort of come into my world, right? And then when they come into my world, because they never felt pressured, it's perfectly fine when I do make offers.
Right.
Because I earned their trust.
Right.
This is something that that Schwartz and Ogilvy and, you know, John Carlton would understand this, you know, Dan Kennedy would understand this. But a lot of the guys and girls today, it's sort of morphed into this, like, you know, how short of a process can you force people through to get one person to buy?
And yeah, it's kind of that ask for the sip early and often, you know, I mean, it clouds the whole issue, really, I think.
I think so. Now, there's going to be somebody who's going, yeah, but I'm getting a new, you know, off of my evergreen webinar, I'm getting 4 new sales a week and I'm making a great killing. To that, I say, you know, if we looked at your whole business, we'd know some things that you're not telling us probably. But more importantly, it's like, I just don't like that. I call it, like, it's sort of predatory marketing, right? If your only concern is, what's the ROI on that dollar spent? Then you're missing a vast opportunity.
Well, I think Manny too, what people don't understand. And again, you talk about the little sayings and the same old stuff, you hear the hyperbole,
yeah.
And everything.
Yeah.
Here it's gonna be split test. You got to split test and do this. And I was like, split test what? You ran, like, even you, it's 100 people have seen it.
Yeah,
I mean, you want to split one, now you got to have 50 other ones, you're going to make a decision. I mean, I don't think they understand the volume of people that needed the eyeballs to, right. Have to actually make a quantifiable split test,
right?
You know, make a move that you got guys, you know, split testing in 4 hours, you know what I mean? Right. And again, this is all that silliness that's out there, you know, but you got to understand, like you said, it's a big picture, mm-hmm. It's a longer haul. Okay, yeah. It's an investment.
Yeah.
It is. You can't count the ROI after day 4.
No, okay? You can't.
You know, that's as, you know, the gambler says, you don't count your money when you're at the table.
Right.
And do that. You got to, it's got to run its course. You got to go out there. Then you got to keep tweaking, mm-hmm. And take it from there. So I think a lot of people just don't get that understanding because they want, you know, either they're desperate and they need the money now.
Yeah.
Okay. Which that's is a big part. One. Be honest, you know, that's a lot of people. The other one is they're listening to the lies.
Yep. I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
Everyone's doing this. I should be getting, mm-hmm. I should have returns in, you know, 18 days or whatever. Right.
And that's where your own discernment and being able to sort of identify the values underneath those kind of promises, right? My values, again, it really, it, it, it really is about truth over profits. Like, I want to make profits, but I don't want to do it in a way that has figured out how to justify people spending as much as, you know, a good car with me and not getting results. And I don't want to have to be in that. And every like high ticket person I know has a version of this, that sort of way that you've already pre-justified somebody getting crappy results from you. And so when they have an experience of like, hey, I did everything you said and I got nothing, we've all heard this a million times. Well, you didn't play all out, you know, your money blocks, right? You've heard that one.
Right.
You weren't fully committed. That kind it's of your stuff. It's your mindset. It's your mindset. Yeah. I never want to have to be that guy. And that's just one of my values. I thought you might enjoy knowing that so in 2019, that was the year I got really serious about boosting content. Over the course of that year, I think I spent about $7,500 on boosting. It's about $300 a month. So what would that be? God, I guess that'd be less than $7,500, wouldn't it? Anyway, whatever it was, it wound up being about $7,500 for the year. And then I went back early 2020, just as everything was going to hell in a handbasket. And I looked through my merchant account and I was like, prior to 2019, I was used to already knowing everyone who would hire me, right? Because I was 100% organic, just profile-driven marketing. And I could account for $160,000 plus of business from people who I had never heard of before. People who just came into my messenger. I'm big on Facebook, by the way, so you guys understand why I keep saying profile and messenger. Who just came into messenger saying things like, I'm ready to work. Where do I sign? You know, like just 100% ready to buy. And they were complete strangers from my perspective. What I didn't know or sort of figured out was, to me, they're strangers, but to them, I'm showing up in their newsfeed, earning their trust every single day, right? Facebook is showing them my stuff every day. And so that was, you know, if we were to say 160,000 and divide it by 7,500, well, that's a 21.3 ROI. You don't get those very often,
right?
With typical funnels, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
The beginning. Now you're taking a year, okay?
Yeah.
You come to that number for a year, not 30 mm-hmm. days,
right?
Not 90 days, 12 yeah. months. And I think that's the point we were just talking about. People need to understand that.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get the massive returns overnight.
Like typically, no. Else,
to recruit, try work and consistency.
Yeah.
You're gonna have, you know, it's when people start jumping from one platform to another or one tweak, you know, changing the ad completely every third yeah. day. You yeah. know, there's no branding involved. There's no recognition. Like you said, these people mm-hmm. aren't seeing your content all the time because they yeah. may think it's new and they may scroll past it.
Yeah,
you know, they exactly. Or, you know, if you got something that connects, you know, that's the only thing you make it. How can I make it connect even more? You don't yeah. change the whole thing. To just go see if you can do it again. You know what I mean? It's not a challenge. You know, you get something that works, you keep it till it doesn't work.
You know, 100%. Again, this goes back to what we were talking about sort of at the beginning of this, is that marketing is a process, right? It shouldn't be thought of as a one shot, one kill kind of like X plus Y equals Z thing.
Yeah.
It's a process.
Yeah, you've got to, and we do emphasize, and we'll probably say it three more times before the hour's up. It's just
right, yeah.
It's important. It's got to be driven home. You know, I've had to teach myself the same thing. And it's just because we are dealing with a society with super short attention span, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But yeah. Again, go back to the basic ad principles.
Mm-hmm.
That's what works. It's not the short attention span stuff. It's the 12 month. It's not the 30 day. It's the 12 yeah. month. Yeah. You know, and then. So you've got to put that into your mindset. Okay. You need yeah. to get that into your mindset. And that's going to help you persevere through the campaigns, you know, and then really you're going to pay more attention, understand, you know, when things do start to grow, it's almost exponential, right? You're going to hit that point where all, like you said, all of a sudden it's 100,000. Now it's 150. Now it's 250. Yeah. Now it's 350. You know what I mean? Yeah. All of a sudden, like he's building on it. So we're like, holy cow. If I would have quit nine, okay, I would have had 73,000 people and that's it. You know, but instead I kept going and now look what I have.
I love that you used the word persevere because that's what it's about. You know, it's a long game. It's and you know, for you guys listening, the big money is out there. But even amongst those who promise they can get you amazing results overnight, I know a lot of those cats, and I will tell you point blank, none of them got amazing results overnight, you know?
Right.
And so they're selling you something they didn't even do for themselves. Anytime the promise feels too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. You know, I go back to, I used to listen to Earl Nightingale a lot, and I remember him saying something to the effect of, it was either him or one of those old timers, Jim or Zig, or maybe it was Napoleon. One of those guys said, you know, be skeptical of the man who wants to get rich overnight, you know, instead plan to get rich over time or something like that.
Right.
And you know, it's doable, but you got to have the right expectations.
Yeah. I think you can look at any success. There is no overnight success. The average overnight success is 10 years.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, so it's just whether they're Hollywood stars or they're whatever, you know,
that's,
I mean,
right.
YouTube flash in a pan. Wow. Yeah. They got a viral video, but you don't hear from them 6 months later. You know what I mean? It's not there, but because there was no time put in it. It was just a fluke. That literally is an anomaly. But we're talking about deliberate, you know, deliberate, intentional advertising that's going to continue to move the ball forward. You know, you're not running 40 yards at a time. You're doing it the yard at a time, but you're making your way down the field. You're going to get to the goalpost, right? It's not going to be in one play.
Yeah,
and that's what people need to understand.
Yeah. We are talking the same language, my friend. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, what do you do then when you're walking someone through this, Manny? You know, and let's use Facebook. That's your realm there.
Sure.
Big end here. So, you know, I know we pretty much just explained what to think of, but what does that kind of look like on a Facebook standpoint? Like you said, are you going to start them with boosting content? Is that like the number one thing you say? This is obviously you could say if nothing else, you know, or if you can only do, you start with boosting the content, right?
Oh, actually, I don't start there. The high level overview is you first have to really nail your positioning. Otherwise you're going to be competing on features and prices, right?
Okay, good. Just explain that a little bit more about, you know, defining your position.
Sure. So I have a couple of things that go hand in hand, and one is doing work on positioning and the other is crafting what I call your core brand story. And it's really the story of you, through the lens of how you got where you are and why you do what you do. And the thing that I think people don't understand about those two is until I know who you think you are, why you do what you do, and a little bit of kind of who you are as a person, like what you've been through, I don't see you as different from everyone else offering whatever it is you offer. And nobody has anything that they offer that's so unique that it doesn't make sense for them to avail themselves of the opportunity afforded by being able to share with people some of who you are, some of your position, some of your story. Those are the things that make emotional connection. And so before we ever get to boosting, you've got to know a little bit about your core brand story, a little bit about your positioning, and at least get a toehold there. Because as soon as I start to have emotional investment in you, then you start to appear different to me. And I don't think of you in terms of features and price. Right. So there's like a really slow, subtle, but massive shift that happens. I share a lot about growing up in a cult. I share a lot about overcoming ridiculous brainwashing around money, around, you know, fitting into society. I share a lot about being a drug addict and, you know, as you said in the beginning, going to jail a couple of times, because I really want you to know why I care, why I do what I do, you know, what it means to me to do it. And then what happens is you start to decide based more on your gut than your frontal lobe, really. And that's where you want people to decide from. I want you to decide to work with me based on a feeling of trust, bottom line. And that doesn't come from the head.
Yeah, that's good. I think another point, I think we call it testimony, right? That's mm-hmm. irrefutable.
Yeah.
You know, your testimony, what you went through, what you experienced, mm-hmm. that's irrefutable, yeah. right? And you make that connection. I mean, there's, I'll use the word, you know, there's believability. You know, there's trust, there's connection, like you said. That I think I love that. I mean, that's like, that is what gets you, right? You got to have a reason to care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to have a reason to care about someone. You know, if all you smell is they want your money, well, then there's no care there. You know what I mean? Right. But you got to get that relatability in yeah. some aspect. I like that. That's awesome, Manny. That's awesome. I really like that first approach. Very good. Awesome.
So then once you get there, then it's kind of a quick jaunt through profile optimization and page optimization, and then we get to boosting content. So that's how that process works. And then it's about the content strategy you use on your profile or profiles. And you know, maybe the most quickly recognized way to think of that is the Gary Vaynerchuk book, Jab, 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 Right Hook. You got to give, give, give before you ask, right? I mean, you can't just be asking all the time. And yet you want to find a way to make sure that you're making plenty of offers, because the truth is that the more offers you make, the more money you make. And so it starts off big and nebulous. It starts off like positioning and my story of my life and who I am. And then it sort of moves down into how do I really relate that and portray that along with my expertise on my profile. And then it's like, how do I grow an audience, you know, that's jumping by tens of thousands every month. And there's a lot of funny little things that happen there too, about ways that the Facebook, the LinkedIn, or the Instagram algorithms will connect your professional personas with your person. You know, they basically, all the algorithms want you to stay on the platform. And so they reward anything that helps people stay on the platform. There's a whole discussion there to be had that we don't.
Right.
And then it's just down to things like, what's that?
They did a movie on that.
Yeah. So then when you get to that point, it's down to how good are you at your content game? How good are you at making offers? How good are you at having enrollment conversations? What kind of enrollment conversation works for you? Do you like a straight up sales script? Do you like a two call close? Do you like the prosperous coach model where you're thinking in terms of serving on the initial call? You know what I mean? So you got to figure those things out. And then whatever one you sort of gravitate toward, you have to get good at it.
Right. You can stop there you know, get good at it. All right. So we put that into the work category.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You got to practice. All right. You mm-hmm. got to get good. You can't pick up a script because people know you're reading from a script. Okay. Question number three. Would you, right. if you had your druthers, I mean, it's like, I've been there. I've listened to that. I'm like, yeah. Wow, dude, do work on this a little bit. You got time, I know. So let's, but yeah, it's really practicing and knowing. And I like that just real quick here, just on the understanding your affinity for what close, right? You said, how do you want to approach it? Do you want the two-step? Do you want a real discovery call? You're really going to go in deep on their business, on them, what they're doing, what their struggles are, really get to know them. And then, you know what? This may be a fit for you, or this may not. I do it in particular from my discovery calls. Well, I let them know I don't choose just anybody.
Right.
You know, because that's a fit. I literally, if this is not going to work for you, I don't want your money.
Yeah.
Because I don't want someone not succeeding in my program. Exactly. So I turn away people because I, again, like you, I have, there's integrity involved here. You know, I want them excited. I want them seeing results. I want to get them the results, you know, and then again, it builds on itself, but there's our people who are not ready for my program.
And 100%. You know, and I think what I like about what you're saying is it speaks to what I like to call a small is sexy model, right? Like you and me, we don't have to be having 1,000 clients a year, 2,000 clients a year. I mean, in my membership, yeah. But you know what I mean? It's like, it's, I think that it's valuable to remind people that you can have 4, 5, 6 clients a month and live a phenomenal life. You know, serving at a high level, making a deep impact, and getting paid crazy well. So it's really important to sort of put that perspective back in the conversation, I think.
I think the other, right on top of that, Manny, is that you will have people who are so appreciative of what you do at high level. Like you will just feel good every time you speak to them, every time you get an email from them, they take action. And you're talking about people at that high level, they are action takers. Okay. They will do what you tell them. Your stuff will work. You're building social proof. You're building everything. And like I said, 5, 6, 7 people a month, even, you're killing it. And you are waking up with joy every day. You know, you're not hustling because you got 33 people and, you know, 24 of them are not going anywhere.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you're back to your 7 or whatever. You know what I mean? So you got a great way to look at it. I love it.
Yeah. It's there are so many different ways to, you know, create a really successful practice and live a phenomenal life. There's so many different ways.
There is. And I think it goes back to in the beginning, we talked about this on what you did was discovering your own positioning, right? Understanding who you were and knowing what that is. Because I talk about a lot in my book and in the academy is our exit strategy. Mm-hmm. It's my big business filter, right? Like what's the end game? Mm-hmm. Where am I going with it? You know, and it doesn't mean a gazillion dollars, you know, hey, I want to hit $250,000, you know, every 6 months, I want to do 100,000 a month or whatever it is, right? We're not looking to take over the world here, but there's a level of comfort that I need. I want, what's it going to take? Okay. It's X amount of clients per month at this dollar plus my membership, like you're doing. And you just, this is part of the plan now. Oh, I can do that. That's obtainable. Yeah. Take it down these bites. You're like, wow, maybe I'm aiming low. All of a sudden, you know, it's all good. But hey, get to that spot first, and you can always move the goalpost. As I tell people, you can always change that end. But get to that point. Understand that it's not ruling the world here. You know, you can carve out a really nice niche for yourself and be incredibly satisfied. Help a ton of people, give back, and it's a pretty rewarding life.
Well said, man. Well said. And it's interesting. As I'm sure you do, you know, I know people all the way from the struggling to get 3 to 5,000 a month, right? All the way to the people that are 2, 3, 4, 500,000 a month, 1 million a month. I've got them all in my sort of Rolodex. And it seems like the happiest are the ones who have figured out how to, you know, I don't know the dollar amount, but let's just say 250 to 500,000 a year, maybe 1 million a year. But they're not, like you said, looking to take over the world. It's just like, man, I've got 10 fabulous clients each month or whatever it is. And I don't feel like I've got to be in hustle mode all the time. And you know what I mean? And you'll constantly get updates of them going out and enjoying life and all that stuff. And I think that, we need to be clear on like, what would our goal be? What would our end game be? And it doesn't have to be the same as, who's a big wig? Pick a big wig, right? It doesn't have to be the same as them.
But yeah, no, that's it. And I think it's a very big takeaway right here, because there's a lot of people who are, they've been in business a long time. They're looking at this coaching platform. It's getting more and more popular. They want to give back. Like me, I've taken, you know, a ton of mistakes, great successes, put them in a book, created the program, and now I'm giving back and I'm helping others, because I don't want to see people waste 10 years of their life making mistakes and bad decisions just because no one told them, you know, or they forgot to ask for help like I did. You know, for 20, bad move. I always tell them, bad move. Don't be me. But it's important to know that. And I think when they understand this, like, you have to create your world. Yeah. You know, we have that ability. You know, you get to and really understand what it is. Don't sell yourself short. Don't overextend. Like you said, you're not caught in the hustle and grind nonsense every day, you know, because that doesn't lead to happiness.
Right.
That leads to more hustle and grind.
Yeah.
You know, because there's no shutoff point on that. That's a picket without a knob. Right. It's in all the time. You can't slow it down. Can't turn it off. And it's usually a recipe for disaster and misery. What I've seen, you know, my experience. And it doesn't mean that you can't achieve high. Okay. Right. Just understand that you've got, as a good, really good friend, mentor of mine told me, ambition belongs in the passenger seat, not the driver's seat.
Love it.
Okay. And when the ambition is in the driver's seat, guess what? You don't get to put your hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
You don't get here. You don't know where you're going. Mm-hmm. All right. You're going places and you're going there fast. Okay. But you don't have the control. So you got to flip those. You got to get in the driver's seat, ambition, the passenger seat, and you'll have a really, really enjoyable life and a very successful business too.
I think that puts a bow on it, my friend.
I love it, man. I love it, man. This has been awesome. It's just good insight. I think I love your kind of the approach you have to this, what you brought to light on this, the realness of all this stuff. And I want people to understand that, you know, and I'm giving kudos to you, and I'm giving my support. Okay. I'm 100% in what you're saying, what you believe, and what you're promoting, what your program does and everything else. So on that note, let's give people a way to get in contact with you, follow you, whatever they need to do, wherever you're at, do that. Sure. Also on the show notes, everything else. So they have the links and everything else. And let's get that to them as we wrap up here.
Yeah, let's do that. What we'll do is we'll direct them to the landing page to join my free group. And then from there, if you heard me on this podcast and you want to get into the Wolf Pack, which is the paid membership, just let me know. You know, once you join the group, just say, hey, yo, me. Free level's cool, but let's move this thing along a little faster. And then, of course, you know, if you don't have the links already, by the time this goes live, you will. So for anyone listening, the links will be there. It's not an issue.
Awesome. Andy, that's fantastic. And I do encourage people to follow you. Worst case, the free.
Yeah.
But $67 is a pretty sweet deal. Okay. For what you're
talking about. That's the idea. Yeah.
If you've been in any kind of membership program, you know, that's a good number. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so again, I'm giving you the high five on that one. So outstanding. Well, thank you, Manny, for taking the time out of your schedule to be with us today here on the ETOP podcast. Man, I love it. I love the whole conversation. It has been outstanding. So much success to you going on. We'll get back together again, do a little update, see what's happening, what's Sounds done, good. Implemented. We can share some more great stuff you've learned, as I always like to do, and just kind of revisit this and see your own growth.
Love it. Man. Thank you so much.
You bet, brother.
All right, man.
Thank you for listening to the ETOP podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you liked what you've heard, please leave a great review for us. Your subscription and review helps us reach more people so we can show them how to escape the owner prison. Also, check out the links in the show notes about today's guests and more ways to connect with ETOP on social media. Stay strong and keep moving forward with your business.